Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we continue now with all four Democrats in the New Jersey primary tomorrow to fill the late Frank Lautenberg's Senate seat. With us now, Speaker of the New Jersey House, Sheila Oliver. Speaker Oliver, welcome back to WNYC.
Oh, thank you. Good to hear from you, Brian.
So if you move from the State House to the U.S. Senate, what's the one biggest impact you would like to have on foreign policy and one on domestic policy as you move to the national and international stage? Can you name one of each?
Yes. As it relates to foreign policy, I think that we must strengthen our relationships in the Middle East and make a determination from the federal level what direction we are going to go in. You know that from day to day, week to week, there is destabilization in the area. You know that one of the strongest allies that the United States has in the region is Israel, and we know that Israel and the United States and many of the Arab leadership are seeking to try to come to terms. But I believe de-escalating the tensions that exist in the Middle East are probably the top priority for me in the Middle East, because the whole reliance on oil, and we have not gotten away from our dependence on oil in the United States, and we continue, to not find alternatives to the reliance on fossil fuels, is going to continue to mar, what our policy making is as it relates to Middle Eastern countries. I think Middle East is the number one federal
and domestic policy.
I believe growing and expanding the economy. The U.S. economy is changing, and I think that some of the trade regulations that have been put into place have damaged us. I think that we provide more incentive to U.S.-based companies, be it either through our tax policies, our regulatory environment, we're kind of forcing our jobs out of this country. We also are losing our place as a top manufacturing entity. We're becoming more and more a consumer nation of foreign goods. I think there is a significant trade imbalance, and it has hurt us. When we look at Detroit, teetering on the brink of bankruptcy, it's not just the pension benefit issue for public workers that has driven Detroit to where it is. Its major industry and economic backbone, the auto industry, has been decimated through the decades. So I think that the economy, the U.S. economy, and how we retool for new technology and creating jobs in the 21st century.
And I'm asking each of the four of you in these short interviews about the changing issue of the NSA surveillance program and President Obama's announced reform proposals on Friday in response to the Edward Snowden revelations from that leak. Are there specific reforms you would like to see in the collection of metadata about everyone's phone calls and internet use?
Yes, there is. I do not think there should be unfettered ability for Homeland Security or for the FBI to at will collect bank records, library charges, a whole variety, search and a home and go through a search and seizure process. I think these are all it's overindulgence. And I do believe that, being able to, without the knowledge of a citizen, monitor his or her long-distance telephone records, telephone numbers that they call, I believe this is over the top. I do believe that after 9/11, that is where we were as a nation. But as we watch how our citizenry is affected, I think that President Obama is correct in moving forward and taking us in a different direction.
All right.
However, I do want to say that at the end of the day, it's all about our national security. And we have to reach a place where there is a healthy balance. But what is most disturbing to me is the millions of citizens that have data collected on them, and they have no knowledge of that. But we are moving more and more to a surveillance society. As you move around your own community, there are retail stores that you go in every day. They are capturing you on film, your transactions. We now know that your smartphone has a built-in GPS system, your toll Easy Pass on the road. Technology has made it very easy for a number of different actors to collect data on you. And I think that it behooves us as a nation to begin to regulate that whole process.
A political question. Cory Booker is way ahead in the polls, and many of his supporters think his high-profile connections with business leaders and other powerful people and elite people will be good for New Jersey. Can you argue that you would be more of a force, more of an impact player than he would in the Senate?
You know, one of my early heroines in the U.S. Congress is the late Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm. And we all know that one of her famous standards was the slogan, unbought and unbossed. And if we read the history of her entering the U.S. Congress at a time when women were not welcome there, quite frankly, I do have concerns about what your connections are to millionaires and billionaires. Does that mean that that represents the best interests of the citizens of our state, or does that mean you are beholden and bought by those interests? If the finance industry and hedge fund managers have made major investment in your political career, I believe there's an expectation when you are sitting in the Congress and you are deliberating on the enactment of specific pieces of legislation, I believe that many of those contributors and donors have an expectation that they will have your ear in terms of what your position will be on certain things.
And so in our last 30 seconds, could you be more of an impact player, more of a force? How could you?
Absolutely, because I am in the tradition of Shirley Chisholm, unbought, unbossed. I am a New Jersey legislator through and through. My interest is serving the 8.8 million people that live in this state and addressing issues of significance to them and the quality of life in New Jersey.
Sheila Oliver, the Speaker of the New Jersey Assembly, thank you very much for giving us a few minutes on this day before the election. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you as well, Brian. Thank you.